Do you know that Ebola, the Ebola virus, you're familiar with it? Deadliest virus on the planet. They trace the Ebola virus to a micro environment, approximately 10 kilometers by 20 kilometers wide. A micro environment, a forest, it was contained naturally within that 200 square kilometer area. When that forest was cut down, the Ebola virus went out seeking another host. We bring the earth out of balance, the earth goes out of balance. And today we have exhausted the antibiotic arsenals of Western medicine. We've exhausted them. Did you know that when penicillin was first commercialized in 1946, that it was 100% effective? Within 8 years, it was only 45% effective. And now it's practically ineffective against anything you use it for. Staph. You know the third leading cause of death in America today are hospitals. Staph infections responded, 99% of staph responded to antibiotics 15 years ago. Today, 26% of all staph infections are resistant to anything and everything, to every antibiotic you can throw against it. So that the pathway of medicine, which is to get bigger, mightier, more powerful forms of intervention, is a dead-end path. We've exhausted those resources. And the medicine of the future is energy medicine. It's the medicine that relies on the body's natural healing systems, on enhancing, on unblocking the body's natural healing systems, the immune system. We live in an immune-depressed culture. And if we can unblock the body's self-healing systems, it's extraordinary, the healing that we can accomplish. But the shaman is not interested only in healing. The shaman is interested also in transformation and participating in the alchemy of evolution. So this is part of our mythology. Let me give you another example of how our mythology informs our reality. Our mythology says that on the seventh day, the Great Spirit rested. All of creation was complete. And all that was left was the naming of the plants and the animals. Remember that part. Shamanic mythology, the mythology of the earth people, says that on the seventh day, the Great Spirit said, you know, I've done the whales and the butterflies and the grasshoppers and the duck-billed platypus. Now you finish it. Creation is not complete. You finish it. You dream the world into being. You complete creation. Creation is not complete. So that the earth peoples who are raised within this mythology of the feminine do not inherit a world that's complete, but rather one in which we have the possibility and the responsibility to continue dreaming into being, to dream into being. And what our science does, it takes the other mythology that says that on the seventh day creation was complete and all that was left was the naming of the plants and the animals, and translates it into what physics says, for example, that on the seventh nanosecond after the Big Bang, all of the laws of physics of the universe were created. And all that was left now was the naming of the unified field theory that will explain it all. When the medicine person says, wait a minute, even the laws of physics are transforming and evolving, creation is not complete.